Warning, the Chit Show podcast may contain explicit or vulgar material that might not be suitable for work, people with thin skin, or those under the age of 18. You have been warned. Thank you for listening, and welcome to the Chit Show.
Do I have it queued up? That I do. Shoo. Back to it, man.
Back in the grind.
I mean, you've still been podcasting, but I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Gotta get together.
Yeah, man, gotta get back in the zone. In the vibe, if you will.
Guess who's back?
Oh. Should I just play that again for the intro music?
Nah.
Nah, man. I got the yam. One of my new yams. Happy Sunday. I'm back, motherfuckers. You know how we do it. What's up, Danny? We are back. The Chit Show Podcast. Your boy Leo. Danny, aka Danko.
Yeah. The revolution is the genocide.
I love the shit. Yeah.
Your execution will be televised. Don't cross me like Isaiah, that should be ill-advised. Dark horse, rap, black sheep, they got me vilified.
New Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist.
Send they feelings on IG. We'll never let this industry be masculinized. Me, I do murder bareface. Don't need
with Rick Ross.
Ask me through my effing in the stash. I think them crackers behind me. Damn.
This shit is fire.
Yo, what's the problem, sir? I swear to duck the potholes, man. I had no option, sir. Just let me go with my license insurance proper, sir. I hate to be on the run for smoking the officer. We was busting that police before Queen and Slim. That's on the fin.
Let off yeah, people. Happy to be back. Feeling good, feeling good. Feeling great. Feeling grand.
Get the feds if you want a war, and they sent them bitches in. The revolution is the genocide.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? Say something.
Can I just say something before, but after rudely interrupting your intro?
No, that's fine.
Is that the new Alfredo album is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie Gibbs is a king. And I just love it.
He's definitely solidifying himself in this game, my guy.
Yes, he is.
But again, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chit Show Podcast, where chit-chat and shit-shows come together for your entertainment. I am your host, Leo, a.k.a. DJ Brute, a.k.a. The obnoxious motherfucker you're currently listening to on your earwaves, burping on them too. Bitch. That's how we do. I'm here joined by my great co-host, special guest, brother, best friend, Danny Cardona, a.k.a. Danko.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy Sunday.
How have you been, man?
It's good to be back. Good, man. Just crazy busy, as always.
Of course.
It's just the life I live. But yeah, it's a pretty good month for me, honestly.
Okay.
I'd just like to say I'd like to shout out my credit score for finally getting it shit together. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm back on track.
It's about time.
After destroying my credit. It's
great.
Hey.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Yeah, and it's 1 year with Switch Planet this month, which is mind-blowing. I'm surprised you didn't fire me.
Flex on him, motherfucker. Flex on him.
But, yeah, it's been nice. So it's a good month, and I hope it's been good for you, too, because we've been on a hiatus for 2 weeks.
Yes, the Chit Show was on a hiatus. I'm okay, I guess. Nothing's really changed. Living situation still same, you know, job situation, life situation is more appropriate description, but yeah, just like life is the same, you know, the pandemic's still going strong, so the entertainment industry is of course kaputs,
but...
and just been kicking it, and yeah, but yes, we took a hiatus. It was very abrupt and sudden. I'm sorry to those of you who were expecting episodes. I didn't even give explanations or updates on anything. I didn't want to talk at all. With everything that's going on, I just wanted to shut the fuck up and let what was happening happen and not get in the way of that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let it happen. I was on other accounts sharing all the information that I could. Of course, I'm talking about all the protests and the looting and the rioting and all of the chaos and justice that is being served after the terrible fucking murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis by a police officer and watched by three others that just stood by and let it happen. But I just wanted to, like I said, I just wanted to let the internet do what it needed to do. And we canceled the first one because Digby and Brad, two friends of ours, were supposed to be on the show. And Digby lives in the Sawtelle Westwood area, Santa Monica, Sawtelle Westwood. And people were looting. And he could see the people pulling up and parking their cars in his neighborhood to go run off and loot the stores on Santa Monica Boulevard. So he didn't feel right. He couldn't focus on doing a podcast. So we canceled. And I didn't even feel, he just wasn't going to be on it. And then I decided it just didn't feel right. We shouldn't do a podcast. Yeah. So we ended up not doing it. And then the following weekend came, and I was like, it still doesn't feel right. Like, things are still going on. Even now, it still feels kind of eh, because there's some more shit going on. And, you figured with, how crazy and how many people saw it and how terrible it was for George Floyd to go through what he did and for us to have to see all that, even though it's been happening day in and day out. But, whatever. Yeah. So to see that. Fuck, I forgot where I was going with this. There's just so much to talk about. There's just so much that's been going on.
It's a lot to unpack, mainly because there are a lot of facets going on. Like you said, it started, of course. I mean, it's hard to say it started, but the big outrages and outbursts.
Well, the straw that broke the camel's back or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
like it's the final. It was the final straw.
Yeah,
even though we've had a few, like there was Ferguson and there's all like the shit that happened with Eric Garner, but I feel like the pandemic kind of made this reaction happen. People could not turn away. They couldn't ignore it. They had no choice but to stare at it and listen and have all of this new information for some people, really, put in their face and go like, here, no, you need to look at it and you need to understand it. Like, there's no excuses now. You're not doing anything. So, bitch, look and understand. So, now, of course, now there's more people behind the movement and now something is being done, which is unfortunate it took this long because fuck. I mean, since 2015, the beginning of 2015, more than 1,500 black people have been shot and killed by the police. That's not even including while in police custody, like actually arrested and in police custody. And that's not including by other means. That's just like stops and getting shot. 1,500 people since the beginning of January 2015. That's a lot of people. That's too many. In 5 years. So, and that's just starting from 2015. And, it's I've been hooting and hollering about shit like this and the police since the Occupy movement. But, if anything, finally, I'm glad something's finally being done about it. But it's been interesting to think like, okay, well, how far are we going to go? Like, are we actually going to reach an appropriate level of justice and righting wrongs and getting to where we've always dreamed and wanted to go and past that as well? Like, are we going to turn around from this and start doing Black Americans right and turn around and go, okay, now it's time for natives. Now we got to do right by natives. Or are we just going to go, okay, back to normal and forget about all the other fucking, you know, people that we've discriminated against and fucking just communities that we've destroyed, you know, as a country.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's a lot to think. Like you said, there's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to think about. And I don't know. go ahead.
It's definitely, like you said, the straw that breaks the camel's back. I've seen a lot of people who refuse to be silent. This is definitely bigger than what I've seen before on social media than anything, not even social media, but just in general with protests and people going out and voicing, you know, their concern, especially yeah. about all this, about Black Lives Matter, about George Floyd's death, about all the deaths that have happened over the years, about inequality and everything. This is the biggest that I've seen. And from people I didn't even expect, which is kind of a sad thing to say,
yeah.
you know, because it is. Silence can be very loud, and it even to me, like, I didn't feel pressured to say anything on social media. I didn't feel pressured to join this movement. Like, my entire life, I mean, I've known that, you know, there is an inequality in this world, there in this country.
Yeah.
And you know, I said my two cents, especially on Twitter. I was just like, My kind of outlook on this is, it's terrible what happened to George Floyd. It's been happening for a long time now. It's time to hold the people who did this to him and hold, reopen cases and hold all those people yeah. accountable for what they've done. And at the same time, I was like, when it comes to the riots, I mean, and I said this, and I don't know if people very much agree with that part, but I was just like, let the city burn, man. Like, yeah. What's unfortunate is that our democracy has always been a business. It's never changed. And what we do to that business is that every single person in this country is an investor, whether you think you are or not. So when people riot and people protest, and when people, even when looting comes into the mix, you are the investors, you are doing this. And this makes the government, it makes all of the higher-ups go, well, we want to keep our jobs. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Well, we want to appease the people because we want to stay in this position of power. So they're going to bend their knee to kind of please us and to fix what they fucked up on. And that's how it's always been. And that's just how our democracy works, which, you know, we rise up. We riot, we protest, we voice our concerns, and we pressure these people into doing what's right. And that's just, that's honestly the root of democracy. And that's just how it's going to be. And since these protests have been going on, we have been seeing cases reopening. We've been seeing a lot of changes when it comes to how police are treated, or how policemen are being held accountable for their actions now, which... surprisingly enough, has never been done before, like in the past.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of change, and that's only because people, a mass amount of people are voicing their concerns.
Yeah.
And it's good to see that, because I hope people understand that this is a democracy and that's what you have to do to have change. And as much as we would like peaceful protests and we would like to just, hey, this is wrong, do something about it, you need more than that. You need something to actually push them.
And people tried. People tried peacefully to protest. But and it just goes to show you, like, there's been so many different examples of people trying to protest or bring awareness or what have you to get change to happen for all these terrible things. And people just laugh or scoff or tell them to shut up. And it's like people aren't allowed to use their platforms that they earned, whether it be a basketball, an athlete or a politician or a whomever, they earned their platforms. They were not handed, it was not handed to them for nothing. They earned those platforms so they can use those as well if they'd like.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just fucking, ugh.
Yeah, there needs to be a lot. This is probably the first step. And it still needs to keep going. It still is active. People are still protesting. I mean, even here in Lancaster, like, it's a continuous fight until more is changed. And, you know, we live in a place where free speech is a thing. And even though sometimes that is abused or just taken the wrong way, you know, I've lost a lot of friends the last couple weeks. And it's one thing to hear someone's opinion and go, okay, well, that's your opinion. We can talk about this. We can kind of debate about this. But when it's been taken to the extreme, and I'm talking about like the negativity of course, about All Lives Matter and stuff like that. But
yeah,
there's a certain kind of ignorance to it that, you know, I can't just ignore that. You know, you can't still be my friend. I can't talk to you if you're not gonna, you know, listen to what I have to say, you know? Mm-hmm. And when it comes to statistics, people throwing out statistics of like, oh, well, you know, they only count for a small amount of police deaths. Well, and it's like, well, yeah, because we're minorities. Mm-hmm. Like there are probably more white people in this country than there are any other race.
Yeah.
And it's just like, of course the numbers are going to be, you know, different because there's less of us. Yeah. And it's more of like, stop looking at the statistics and the data just for a second. And just kind of look at what's happening like in front of you. look at what's going on, what's being, you know, what we're protesting for. It should be something, you know, that you should be all for. Like, you should be like, yeah, they deserve equality. If you really cared about, you know, All Lives Matter, then you would be out there with everyone else, you know? And so a lot of people I've kind of lost faith in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, you know? I'm still going to do my thing with everyone else. And I'm doing as much as I can to my power. And that's all that, you know, is going to matter at the end of the day. I just don't want to fight with someone constantly for like all day just to get nowhere. I'd rather just do what I want to do. And, you know, because there is inequality and, you know, Black lives do matter. And I'm going to fight for that, you know. And so it's going to be a long trek. And it's rough, but, you know, freaking shouts out to all those people out there, you know, fighting for what's right. And it's terrible what happened. And this is a problem in our country and it needs to be fixed. So, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm with y'all, man. Like.
Yeah. And just so people know, not everybody is built for the front line. Just as long as you are donating, sharing information, contributing in spreading awareness, talking to people, you know, trying to get people to understand why this is happening, what we're fighting for, etc. Like, just, we get it. Not everyone's going to be able to go out and protest all the time or at all. So you have your reasons. It's understandable. And the cause understands, but you can't. That doesn't mean you have to sit back and do nothing. There are still things you can do. There's charities, there's funds, all sorts of avenues that you can donate to help people with legal fees who are out there protesting for you in your place. You can donate to help them with legal fees when they get arrested, to help them get out of jail. To help with supplies, to help with the movement, to help with the campaigns, you know, fund whatever it is they need to keep the movement going. So look it all up. There's all sorts of places you can donate to. Of course, you can look up the official Black Lives Matter social media accounts in your region. I know there's a Los Angeles one, and you can get a lot of information there. And, of course, a lot of other spots right now too. I know a lot of Pride organizations are sharing a lot of information this month, as they've June is Pride Month, and they've basically lent their month to the Black Lives Matter movement and the Black community. So yeah, there's all sorts of places you can get information, guys. Again, as always, stay safe, stay sane, stay just stay humble, and we're in this together. I will say that there is division, absolutely, with what's going on, and some people tell me that I create division, but then I tell them that it was already there. And this is a time where there has to be division. There is a side that you have to choose. There's a right side and a wrong side. And the wrong side has been the dominant and prevalent one in history and in our country. It's time to do right, mm-hmm. finally. That's what we're doing. That's what this is all about. Finally doing right by human beings. By treating each other like people, we're all fucking humans, no matter what fucking color we are. So,
yeah,
just get with the program. Come on,
not left or right. That's not what we're talking about.
Nope,
mainly just right and wrong in general.
Right and wrong, people. So, keep fighting, guys. There's a long way to go, and I know a lot of people saw charges be put on the other officers, and I think the third degree murder charge was upgraded to a second degree murder charge. Charges are not the same as convictions, ladies and gentlemen. There are officers who have been charged before and got off still. I think the officer that killed Eric Garner is one of those officers. And there's still crazy shit going on right now. I just want to mention this. Robert Fuller. This happened locally in the Antelope Valley. A man was found hanging. In Palmdale. I just want to get it right. I don't want to get anything wrong.
It was in Palmdale.
Oh, he was found hanging from a tree near Palmdale City Hall. They said that it appeared to be a suicide, but the investigation is ongoing and they're waiting for a full autopsy results before making a final determination. There was a protest that was started at 11 a.m. on Saturday. That was yesterday. Outside of Palmdale City Hall. Fuller's sister, Diamond Alexander, told the crowd, "My brother was not suicidal. He wasn't." Protesters marched to the Palmdale Sheriff Station and back to City Hall before the crowd made its way to the tree and Ponset Lawn Square, where Fuller's body was found with a rope around his neck just before 4 a.m. on Wednesday, June 10th. A lot of people are really pissed about this because I believe the sheriff's department for the Palmdale area is right across the street. There's a 7-Eleven, I believe, right there. Like, it's a very busy street, and there's a lot of places where there should be... Someone should have seen something, and mm-hmm. it's in front of frickin' City Hall. So people are saying that, I mean, we'll see what happens, but people are claiming that it couldn't have been a suicide. I believe another man was found in Victorville, same sort of situation. He was hanging from a tower of some sort. It continues, and these are kind of weird situations. And of course, we have to wait to see what everybody determines from their investigations, and that sucks because that just kills people. Like, the wait, the anticipation, the anxiety, fuck
yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about this. Robert Fuller, that was his name, Robert Fuller. This is the gentleman that was found hanging in Palmdale. I don't know. I don't know what's going. I don't know who he knows. I don't know what he was involved in, and I'm not. That's not in like crime or anything. I don't know if like maybe he had affiliations and was heavily involved in the protests, and he was targeted by anti-protest people. Like, I don't know. It could be all sorts of things. But it's a terrible time to fucking see this and have this happen.
Yeah.
And he was 24. He was only 24. Man. And And the thing that gets me is I want I don't know. I know how what suicide can do to people.
Mm-hmm.
Or being suicidal. And people say, oh, he wasn't. But, you know, sometimes you don't know. People hide some shit. So, I don't know, man. It's just fucking shitty and sketchy, and it sucks.
We're in a kind of like a kind of a realm of chaos right now.
Ugh.
everything is just it's pretty bad. And you know, like we said, all we can do is wait until we can figure out exactly what's happening. And if there are some kind of anti-protesters out there, like, we won't stop until we find them, and they have to be charged, because this is terrible to do to someone, especially just like right now. And this needs to stop. And the only way to do that is to pressure the police department. It's to pressure just everyone in general, like you said, to force people to look and like open their eyes and see what's exactly going on. And but, you know, we need more information, and it's chaotic until we get answers. It'll always be. So we just honestly have to wait. But it's terrible what happened.
Our condolences and thoughts to Robert Fuller's family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody affected by all this shit going on. It's terrible. 24 years old, man. That's just fucking terrible. But I don't know. We're just stay safe, stay sane, stay humble, and make sure you walk on the side of right people.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right, on the side of right. What's correct, what's, you know, for people, for peace, for love. Like, we're at a crucial time, and the scales are tipping in our favor, finally. So keep up the work. Keep supporting all these organizations, these wonderful, amazing, beautiful organizations that are doing so much, you know, organizing, mobilizing, and just supporting everybody and helping everybody exercise their rights and learn about their rights and learn about what they're allowed to do, and realize that their voices are important and can be and should be heard. So keep supporting them. Donate money. Remember, don't do it willy-nilly. Like, always research. If it's organizations that you don't know that well, research them. Or you could just donate to the main ones like Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, the ACLU, et cetera, et cetera. So,
keep pushing.
Keep going, ladies and gentlemen. You've been doing an amazing thing. You've been doing amazing things. It's actually like Dave Chappelle said recently. He said he was proud of young people, and he's completely okay with how they've been, well, we've been driving the vehicle, and he's completely comfortable sitting in the back seat right now and letting like the streets and the young protesters take the wheel, basically. So, keep going out there, guys. And I know you've been hearing about it left and right. It's all people have talked about. But I just had to say something on it and give my two cents. And there's still so much to talk about. There's so much I didn't even touch on. But you all have heard it. That's why I took a break for 2 weeks to let that information get passed to you all. By the proper channels, and I'll do what I can to help. I'll of course attach some links that you guys some reading material, some places you can donate, and do your part. And again, Black Lives Matter. That's
amen.
Come on, get with the program. It's obvious. All lives won't matter until Black Lives Matter. Period. So
there you go.
There it is. Shit. Where to fucking start, man?
Yeah.
Where do we move on? Fuck.
I don't know. You're the host.
I'm a fuck. I need to cheer myself up.
Of course.
That was some heavy shit. All right. Remember, stay safe, stay sane out there, guys. Love one another. Support one each other. Support each other. Do the damn thing. We're all human beings. I might be. Sneaky suspicions I'm an alien. Which would make you an alien too, Danny?
Thank you.
Yeah. Feel a little bit better.
There you go. Get a bowling or something.
You say what?
Chug a Four Loko, you know?
You wanna chug a Four Loko?
Hey, it's I heard one time my friend chugged so many Four Lokos he tried to fight a couch. It must be that dangerous. I've never had a Four Loko before.
They were, in their prime, terrible. Terrible.
their prime.
Oh, yeah. In the prime of Four Loko, when they first became popular, when everybody realized, oh, my gosh, this is a get fucked special. Mm-hmm. It was all about Four Loko. In my circle of friends, we were fucking around with Four Lokos, Sparks, and oh, what the fuck was that shit called? Night Train. Oh my gosh. Night Train. Whoa.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so Night Train is weak. It's like a bum wine. Like, it's this super cheap ass wine. The small bottle is good for like one person for like the whole night.
Wow.
That shit is terrible. It tastes like expired Dimetapp, and it's just disgusting, and you get fucking trashed. And if you get the bigger bottle, which was like the size of like a Boone's Farm bottle, that was between like three people, and that was like hella fucking just fucked up, dude. Fucked up. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Alcohol is weird.
Ugh.
But I respect it.
Whack.
That shit was gross, dude. That shit was so gross. Anyway. Ugh. How did we get on to talking about this?
I don't remember. But that's okay.
Let's hit some TV movie shit.
Oh yeah.
Since we started with, of course, you know, everything that's going on. Have you seen the new 8:46 Netflix special from Dave Chappelle?
I have not.
So it's about 27, 28 minutes long.
Wow.
They
it's really short.
Yeah, they filmed it last week, I believe. Like, it was recently. Dave mentions that it's basically technically the first concert in America since the shutdown. And they even show you like how they did everything safely. Everybody had masks. They did the social distancing, et cetera, et cetera. And it wasn't so much a stand-up as it was I don't know. A lesson?
A TED talk?
Yeah. He definitely had some moments where he poked fun at some things and made everybody laugh. But he was really in that. So one of his previous specials, it's the I think it's like the bird theory or something like that, or bird whatever, some revelation. It was like a two-parter where the first part was in an arena. The second part he did in like a club. And he's like sitting down, just like smoking cigarettes and kind of like he's doing his stand-up routine, but it's like half jokes, half like him just chilling and rapping with the crowd, you know, like just on a very personal level, very intimate, like just like kind of talking and like offering his wisdom and doing what Dave Chappelle does. This felt like that for a majority of the set, like 90% of the set was that. And 10, maybe 15, maybe 20%. I honestly think that only 10% of the set was like jokes and funny. Mm-hmm. Because he clearly had something to say. And he kept saying, like, I don't mean to get heavy, I don't mean to get deep. But the whole thing, he got heavy and he got deep. And, yeah, I think it was definitely something that people... It just goes on to solidify Dave Chappelle again as, like, the greatest of all time, not only as a comedian, but just as, like, a speaker, really.
Yeah.
Like, his speaking ability, his delivery, he's just a phenomenal public speaker. And I think it was cool, man. I think everybody should check it out. Again, it is called 8:46. That is 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Again, that is how long that officer had his knee on the back of George Floyd's neck when he murdered him. And that is from Dave Chappelle. It is a Netflix special. You can check it out on YouTube. Dave Chappelle, again, did it. Wow.
Check it out.
I think everybody should check it out. Definitely check it out. What have you been watching since that was on Netflix? What have you been watching on Netflix? Are you checking anything out on Netflix right now?
Not really.
No.
Mainly because I have, I have my own form. But Netflix originals, I'm kind of waiting on Umbrella Academy season 2. And The House on Haunted Hill season 2. It's not called House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, that Umbrella Academy is going to be dope, I hope. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so, too. And The Haunting of Hill House is what it's called.
Oh, there you go.
Which I'm kind of just waiting for. I'm assuming they're making another Stranger Things. Those are like kind of like my big three. At the moment, I've kind of taken a breather on that. On Netflix, I did catch a glimpse of that Tall Girl a movie, the size 14 Nikes in men's girl, if you know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's like this big meme, I watched this YouTube channel called The Cosmonaut Variety Hour. You should definitely check it out. He watches movies and commentates over them as he's watching them.
Hell yeah.
It's really funny. Other than that, I haven't really been on Netflix, but I have been watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I've been rewatching.
Hell yeah.
I'm on season 5, I think. So I'm about halfway done. And it's just as funny as I remember. It's
a fucking classic, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Aqua Teens, bitch.
Yeah. And when it comes to new stuff, the DC released Harley Quinn, kind of the adult animated show. And I've been freaking loving it, man. I watched through the entire first season. I'm caught up with it. I'm on the second season. It's a freaking awesome, awesome show.
Okay.
I love the hell out of it. Harley Quinn is voiced by Kaylee Cuoco. If you don't know who that is, it's the person who plays Penny in Big Bang Theory.
Oh, and, wow. Okay.
Poison Ivy is voiced by Lake Bell, who's been on like The Ranch and like a bunch of other stuff. Oh, she was in New Girl. But it's a good show. It's really funny. It's really just dark humor and dark comedy. I love it. And other than that, New movies that I've watched. What did I watch? I watched Scoob. That movie's dope. I love Scoob. I don't know if you've seen it.
I think I saw a thumbnail for it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it just a Scooby-Doo movie?
It's just a Scooby-Doo origin for Scooby and Shaggy.
Oh, okay.
There's a ton of references to different Hanna-Barbera cartoons that they melded together with Scooby-Doo. It's wholesome. It's fun. I enjoyed watching it, you know?
Hell yeah.
And I still need to watch King of Staten Island because that came out. But okay. That one's the one with what's-his-face. Pete Davidson. And Bill Burr's in it. And Marisa Tomei.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I hear it's really good. So I'm going to check that out. But that's pretty much it when it comes to, like, what I've been watching. A lot of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Harley Quinn, and some movies here and there.
Good shit, man. Check those out, people. Danny's checking them out. You want to.
Yeah. My taste is impeccable. Iconic.
I've been trying to pick up on watching some more new stuff, step away from the old. I have been meaning to get into Avatar The Last Airbender again. Everyone's been going crazy about that since it came back out on Netflix. Shouts out to Nickelodeon and Netflix for making that deal. Netflix also has a new documentary, or a newer documentary, called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Started it, have not finished it. I'm on episode 3, I believe. And, it's some crazy shit. I also started watching The Boys on Amazon Prime with, I started watching it with some friends, my buddies Jason and Joey. I ended up knocking the fuck out early yesterday, taking a nap for a really long time, and waking up at like 11, 11:30 at night, and just being completely awake, you know? And went over to the homies' house. They were like, hey, we just started The Boys. You should come over and kick it. So I went over there. They were like on episode 3. I think I got in on episode 3. And it's pretty trippy. It's basically about this fucking group of... It's like at a time where there's superheroes, just like 7 of them. And there's this group of non-superpowered humans who are trying to, I guess, dig up dirt or find out all the sketchy shit these superheroes do behind the scenes. And it's pretty dope. Really loved it. Gonna watch it some more. Update you guys on that. Definitely check it out. It's fucking dope. And there's a lot of other stuff that I want to check out. I noticed that Amazon Prime has Jay and Silent Bob the Reboot. I think I've been wanting to check out, like, The Marvelous Miss Maisel or whatever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. I want to get back into Grey's Anatomy. There's a whole bunch of stuff on fucking Netflix that it just got put out. Of course, the Community Global Rewatch is going on, still participating in that. Shout out to everyone doing that. And, that's kind of all I've been watching. That's it.
Hell yeah.
I did start fucking Parks and Rec over again. I couldn't help it. Also, I did watch fucking Wrong Missy on Netflix. That's a fucking a Happy Madison film starring David Spade. I just want to mention it right now. I want to get into it next episode because I want to watch it again. But that movie is fucking outrageous. It is insane. It is crazy. Have you seen that, Wrong Missy?
It's on my list.
You got to see that shit, man. From beginning to end, holy fucking cringe fucking fuck fuck. Ugh, it's so fucking hilarious. It's good. I'm sorry, everybody, but fuck.
Definitely gonna. I'll watch it, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Wrong Missy. I'm going to watch it again. Dude, maybe I'll come over and we'll watch it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Movie night.
Movie night. We'll make dinner, and we'll watch fucking Wrong Missy. We'll watch a few things. Anyways, let's move into. What should we talk about?
I got a lot.
What do you want to unpack first? What do you just itching? What are you dying to talk about first or at all?
I guess gaming.
Just jump into gaming real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go first.
All right. Well, I mean, there's not too much. I would like to say thank you, Danny, for an awesome birthday gift. He gifted me some moolah on the Switch.
Oh yeah, happy belated birthday. Oh,
thank you.
Birthday.
Appreciate you. And Danny gifted me some money on the Switch, and I went ahead and bought some games with that. Yeah. One of the games I already had on Steam, but I wanted to have it. There's a few games that I have on Steam that I'd like to have on my Wii, just because I'm more... it's more of a possibility that I'll play them if they're on my Switch. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I'm on my Switch so much that I'll see them more often. I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to play that. One of them's Don't Starve. Yeah. The Flame in the Flood is this fun little survival game that I got. As well as Super Mario Party, my guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bro. That game is addicting.
It is one of the better Super Marios that have come out in the last couple of years.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it?
No, we played it on Brantley's. Usually, especially in the beginning, because I didn't have a Switch when it came out. Brantley would buy the Party Switch games, and then we would all just go to the shop and play them.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, it's pretty fun. It's still as irritating as I remember, just in Mario Party in general, when it comes to people betraying you and taking all your gold coins or, you know, like the mini games. I don't know. The biggest part of Mario Party has always been the mini games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these mini games on the Switch, they're a lot better than like the one that the couple iterations that came out on the Wii. It really reminded me of like the N64. Mario Party's a lot.
And okay.
So it's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I love it. I enjoy the I mean, I'm not familiar with the last, I don't know, two or three, I guess, as far as Mario Parties go. But having all those characters was great. You know, I don't know if the way you can, everyone has a specialized dice or die. I don't know if that's new.
It's been around for a couple years.
Okay, well, I like that. I don't know. It's just fun. It's updated. You know, it's just great. It's just a great party game too. Bravo, bravo, and thank you, Danny. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been able to get it.
Of course, and in perfect timing too, because of the summer sale happening.
Hell yeah.
With Nintendo.
I also managed to pick up the Contra collection and the Sega Genesis collection.
Nice. I've been eyeing those for the last like week.
They were sitting in my wish list for quite some time, and I finally grabbed them.
Nice.
So thank you. Yeah. Anything else? Is there anything else I've been playing? Nah, that's kind of it, I think. What do you got going on, Danny? You've been busy.
Well, when it comes to my personal collection, I finally bit my tongue. Well, no, I bit the bullet. I don't remember what the saying is.
You're biting bullets.
But, yeah, I'm biting bullets.
Oh,
and
shit. Okay.
I finally expanded my Dreamcast collection.
Oh.
So I had purchased a Dreamcast like 2-3 months ago, right. And I haven't been reluctant in buying new games because so for those who don't know, Sega's best console, I would say it's Sega's best console, is the Dreamcast.
It's the best.
And it is the best. It had a runtime of 2 years. This is a little history for you, but it had a lifespan of 2 years on the market. It was kind of poor timing on Sega's part because it was right after the Super Nintendo had finished, and it was right before the PlayStation 1 dropped in stores. So it's kind of bad luck on Sega's part.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So all the games on the Sega Dreamcast are arcade oriented. I would say like 90% of the games are arcade games, which is what makes that pretty awesome, because you're taking, you're buying a console literally to have an arcade at home. Yep. Where you know other consoles were story based, or they were like a different kind. They weren't really arcadey. That's what kind of made the Dreamcast thrive. So games right now are crazy expensive for the Dreamcast because of its short lifespan. And it's an amazing console. But I finally, you know, I said, you know, whatever. Alicia bought me Crazy Taxi.
Hell yeah.
And I and you know, my favorite term is like, what makes Crazy Taxi significant is in its oh my god, what is that band? God damn it. Who does that song? Hold on.
Holding. Yo, shout out to Alicia. For getting the Crazy Taxi. It's a great game. It's a classic. It's a classic.
I remember.
You don't remember?
My favorite thing that makes Crazy Taxi significant is that it reminded me that Offspring was a band.
Oh, yeah.
Because that entire, because that's like the flagship of that game is the soundtrack. And it's such a fun game. It's such a fun arcade title. And I also picked up Dynamite Cop, which is an arcade beat-em-up. It's like a really bad B-movie because they couldn't port Die Hard to the Dreamcast. They made their own called Dynamite Cop.
You got Power Stone as well.
I did. I got Power Stone, which is a super fun just one-on-one battle. And then what else did I get? Oh, my God. I got Sonic Adventures, of course. Skies of Arcadia, which is a really good RPG. And Soul Calibur. I had to get Soul Calibur.
Hell yeah.
I also got Street Fighter Alpha 3. So a lot of good games. Like, that was just that's kind of the tip of the iceberg for the Dreamcast, honestly. Because there's so many more good games on that system that I haven't gotten, like Marvel vs. Capcom, like both of those games. Mm-hmm. Dude, like Virtua Fighter and all the Sega arcade games, like the Daytona 500 game.
Freaking like, House of the Dead.
House of the Dead, even Typing of the Dead. Like, these games all came to the Dreamcast, and it was a great console if you just wanted, you know, arcade games. You could stay home and play arcade games. Yep. And I'm so sad that it didn't last longer. If it would have came out after the PlayStation, I think we would have seen a different story. But yeah, it's I love it. I love the console. It's just amazing. They're still making Dreamcast games still. Like, indie developers are still making Dreamcast games.
What?
So, yeah, 100%. One of the most popular ones is called Xeno Crisis. It's like a twin stick shooter where you go in and shoot a bunch of aliens, and it's multiplayer. I'm going to buy that for the Dreamcast because it's really fun. And it came out like last year. Really good. But this kind of segues, other than that, you know, I've been collecting for everything else, but not as much. But it kind of segues into my first kind of piece of news about Sega, which Sega had a quote unquote game changing announcement.
Ooh,
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
There was going to be this big expose in Famitsu, which is a Japanese magazine company, and they said, "Well, we have big news, like we have big news about Sega, and you guys are going to get your mind blown." So everyone was speculating, you know, everybody's like, "Holy shit, we're going to get a new console from Sega. They're coming back to the freaking console war, or we're going to get a Dreamcast Mini, like." People were going crazy. So the United States got their piece of news first. and Sega announced the Game Gear Micro. It's...
Yay.
The Game Gear Micro is smaller than the palm of your hand. It has a 1-inch screen. there's 4 different colors. And each one contains 4 different games from the Sega Game Gear.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was kind of underwhelming. like super underwhelming. They're charging $40 for each color. So if you want the entire collection, you're going to have to spend like $160.
But continue.
So everybody's like, what the fuck? This isn't like a like game breaking at all. This isn't going to flip the gaming industry upside down. Like, what
you know,
are you doing, Sega?
You at least could wear a condom as you fuck us. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, and so everybody's on
spit
this.
On it
wow.
at least spit on it for a bit for me, baby. Continue, sorry.
So everybody's on the same Sega Game Gear Micro. Like, oh my god, this is ridiculous. Like they could have at least made it a bigger size. You know, they could have at least made it because the Game Gear. I have a Game Gear in the collection.
Yeah,
it's a big monster. It's a monstrosity.
Oh yeah.
You have the Nomad, so you kind of know the Sega Nomad.
This is true.
Which is amazing, by the way. You have like one of the rare Sega consoles ever.
Thank you.
But yeah, so they could have at least made it like Game Boy Advance size and just packed it with like 10, 15 games. You would have been good. People would have been like, okay, I can dig this, you know? But instead, they decided to make a fucking McDonald's toy. You know? That like, it's so tiny too. It's smaller than the palm of your hand. Like, how are you supposed to play it? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And it still takes AA batteries or AAA batteries. I don't remember. It's tiny. It's not internally charged, so it's kind of like this big fuck you to everybody, especially Sega fanboys. But that wasn't the big news, and the big news that Sega had to announce in Famitsu was fog gaming for their arcade machines. So fog gaming is cloud gaming.
Okay.
So people at home could play Sega arcade games you know, from the comfort of their own home. So they don't have to go to the arcade. So the biggest thing is I'm kind of hoping if this comes to the United States, it'd be amazing because Sega is still in the arcade machine business. They still make games for the arcades. So if we were to get this in the United States, like it's kind of having a Dreamcast all over again, because we're going to be able to play these arcade games.
Oh,
so that was kind of their big announcement. It's kind of unclear if it's coming to the United States or if it's coming to Europe, because right now it was just like, oh yeah, people in Japan can go and stay at home and play Sega arcade games. There's no mention of us. So that was their big news. It doesn't really apply to everyone, though. So this isn't... They said it was going to be bigger than the PS5. It's kind of like whatever. So Sega kind of fucked up. They hyped us up too much.
Bigger than the PS5. No, it's as big as the palm of my hand. No, the hype was just bigger than the PS5. The actual thing itself is just... It fits in the palm of your hand.
We're gonna waste your time for 15 seconds on a trailer. Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Sega. Yeah. Way to go, Sega.
Give us a Dreamcast Mini, please.
Whack. Whack. Whack.
Dreamcast Mini. I can still see it in my future.
That'd be great. As long as it has Capcom versus SNK. Millennia.
That's
fight.
Another game I need to get.
Good luck.
I need to bring the Dreamcast over, because I just got a second controller.
You need to bring your PlayStation 4 over. Oh,
I do. Yeah, I'm not playing it right now.
I'm playing the shit out of it. Yeah, you're playing your Xbox.
I am, and the Dreamcast, but yeah, the Xbox most. I've been having more fun with it,
and a little bit of Switch,
a little teeny tiny, but for work. So, oh, but Animal Crossing's been fun, of course.
Hell yeah.
I've been renovating the shit out of my island because I'm sick and tired of watching these island videos and going, oh, well, I'm a piece of shit then. So I'm renovating it. I'm making it amazing. So that's what I've been doing on Animal Crossing. Wedding season was fun. We haven't talked about wedding season.
Yeah, I didn't participate in that.
It was okay. It was a nice breath of fresh air. Honestly, the theme for the wedding season, Reese and Cyrus are their names. Their theme is, it's cute, it's fun, and, you know, you just get a bunch of wedding furniture out of it.
Okay.
But it's something to do, you know? But I enjoyed it. So now we just wait, because I think wedding season's still going. but it's about to end. So
yeah, I'm okay on getting more furniture because I'm basically out of inventory space in my house. Yeah, I have a lot of shit.
I mean, you could go on the Brantley from EZXP and I now have been listing stuff we don't use on Nookazon. Have you heard of
it? No.
So Nookazon is
Amazon for
Amazon for Animal Crossing New Horizons, yeah. And so people list all the stuff they have, and you know the transactions, of course, are bells or Nook Mile tickets.
Okay.
And so you can order stuff you probably want or you don't want anymore. You can sell, and they also have services so that you know people can come and water your flowers for this amount, or they can clean up your island. They even have people who will come to your island and give you inspiration and layout changes and suggest stuff like professional layout, like inspiration people. It's hilarious.
There's interior and exterior designers in Animal Crossing.
100%. You can even buy villagers that you want.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. You can even buy villagers you want, you know, anything.
Oh, yeah.
So they're teaming up with the Turnip Stock Market, the Turnip Exchange, and they're fusing them together so you can also do the turnips and stuff and selling at high prices and et cetera, et cetera. So I've been doing that, making money, customizing my island, and just doing my thing, man.
Hell yeah, man. As far as Animal Crossing goes for me, I just do my chores every day. I did get into catching some of the, now that it is June, catching some of the new fish, like the sharks and whatnot. But it's mostly just been, you know, trying to breed hybrid flowers and whatnot. That's my main focus right now is my flowers.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, I think that's going to do it for gaming, huh? I got something else. Oh wait, the PS5.
PlayStation 5, my god. As Vaughn likes to say, it ribbed for her pleasure because it's kind of textured inside, which is really weird. But and it, yeah. It's of course we all saw it coming. It's standing. It's a standing console.
Some have compared it to a PlayStation 2 inside of a white three-ring binder.
Yes. My favorite meme, I'm about to send this to you. My favorite meme of this is... hold on.
What were some of the other ones? It looked like the Tower of Sauron without the eye. Oh, Danny's sending me things, people, as you heard. Let's see what this is right here. Oh yeah.
People are comparing it to Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh! Saying it looks like him. But, I mean, other than that, I knew it was going to be standing. It doesn't look bad. I think it has some charm to it. It definitely looks better than the design of the Xbox Series X, which is literally just a refrigerator.
Yeah.
I've kind of accepted it at this point. But it comes in two different styles.
Two different styles?
What's up?
You said two different styles?
Yeah, you can get the one with the disc drive, which obviously will cost a little more, and which really fucks up the symmetry of the actual console. Or you can get the discless. They're actually doing an all-digital console. Which is pretty interesting because this is kind of like the first time they're doing an all digital console. Of course, the PS5 controller is that DualSense white controller. We don't know if they're going to make it in black. We don't have a price for it. We don't have a release date for it, of course.
Okay.
Some of the hardware is like some headphones, some Sony branded headphones, and the games that they announced for this. We knew that we were getting a new Spider-Man that's focused on Miles Morales, which is pretty exciting because the first Spider-Man was really good. When you get the PS4, I have Spider-Man, so...
Fuck yeah.
You should definitely play that. We got a new Square Enix game, which looks doesn't look like it's going to be an RPG. It looks like an open world game, but the engine, when they were showing gameplay, it looks just amazing. Honestly, we're getting a new Ratchet and Clank game.
Hell yeah!
They kind of introduced a girl Ratchet, which was weird.
Okay.
We're getting into new Little Big Planet, which I love Little Big Planet.
Hell yeah!
I can't get enough of that. And some more big announcements: Horizon Zero Dawn 2, which is a new IP. And then what I was excited for was Resident Evil 8, which, oh my god!
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be pretty good. I think I'm gonna pick up the PS5 first.
And then the Xbox Series X after.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get the Wi-Fi router before I get the refrigerator. So, yeah. they're porting Grand Theft Auto 5 again. I don't know why. This game's been around for too long.
Classic.
Gran Turismo coming back though. Like I said, Little Big Planet, Ghostwire Tokyo's a new horror game. They're doing Hitman 3. Ooh. Like, they released a ton of announcements for this game. No Persona game, whatever. But
give it time.
It looks like a good lineup, and Xbox hasn't given us, you know, a lineup yet. So unless we're talking about Halo Infinite, but we knew that was coming out.
Now, so, will the price of games stay the same? Has that been talked about yet?
I'm gonna say they will. You know, I think prices will stay at 60 at launch for AAA games. I don't think it'd be kind of crazy if they raise the prices. I think the most expensive part, as always, is gonna be the hardware.
Of course,
people are thinking they might go the $599 for the discless, $650 for the one with the disc. I think we're entering that realm where we're going to get into more expensive hardware because they're technically mini computers.
Yeah.
So we're getting pretty expensive when it comes to consoles. I mean, I'd be surprised. I'd be shocked if they were $500, which, I mean, I'm down for, but who knows?
Wait, I thought they already put a price tag on some of them.
None.
I thought that like the most basic one was going to be at like $500. And then the, like, pro or whatever was going to be at like $650.
No, everything's purely speculation right now.
The fucking fuckers.
Kind of what's happening, and this kind of goes back to the days of what is it? So one of the biggest examples of a Mexican standoff is someone's going to release a price and then the other company is going to undercut them. It happened when the PlayStation 1 came out, the Sega 32X or whatever came out, and they were like, oh yeah, it's going to be $300. And then the PlayStation came out and they were like, yeah, it's going to be $250, and they mic dropped it. And then of course Sega bombed. But we're waiting for either Microsoft or Sony to drop a price to see like who's going to go first, because each company's too afraid to release a price and then get undercut.
That's true.
Because then the console becomes a failure. So we're just waiting. We're waiting for them to release something. All we know is coming out in holiday 2020. That's all we know for both consoles.
Hey.
So yeah, that's it. That is the big gaming news.
All you Sony PlayStation stands, I know you were happy out there. Let's see how the rest of the year goes. I mean, we're already halfway through the year. I was seeing that they were planning on releasing the Sony PlayStation at the end of November.
That's generally the July, time August, when September, they do it.
So, like, we're looking at, like, 5 months. So 5 or 6 months is generally when we'd get a release. Yeah. Whether that'll be actually happen, we don't know. But we'll see, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure everyone's excited. Who knows when I'll get my PlayStation 5. But it's all good. And that's going to do it for gaming, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's move it along. Let's get on to fucking music, shall we? Oh, since we're getting into music, before we even talk about that, I want to get into the next Versus battle that was announced. So for those of you who don't know, I talk about it all the time on this fucking show, but Versus is the project that Timbaland and Swiss Beatz, two very popular producers in hip-hop, R&B, etc., they did a battle, and they put on a battle now every so often of different artists, producers, like singers, rappers, producers, etc. They announced the next battle. So, drum roll. Go fuck yourself. This is the best that I can do. The next battle is going to be Alicia Keys versus John Legend. Now, I'm excited for that. That's a good matchup. I think that's a very good matchup. Alicia Keys versus John Legend? Fuck yeah. That's going to be dope. Check that out. Versus TV. You can check out Versus on Instagram. Usually they have the battles on Instagram. So check it out. Versus TV on Instagram. It's going to be June 19th. That's Juneteenth. And for those of you who don't know what Juneteenth is, Juneteenth, which is June 19th, is the celebration of the end of slavery, basically. What the fuck? Sorry, I had my fucking thing here. All right, here we go. So, Juneteenth commemorates the Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, God damn it. Sorry, guys. My ad blocker makes things go crazy, and I get a stupid little notification thing. Here we go. On June 19th, Americans around the country will celebrate Juneteenth, a holiday commemorating the Emancipation Proclamation in the USA. So that is technically when slavery was abolished. And believe it or not, a lot of people do not know about Juneteenth. And they are going to add to a lot of the celebrations for that day, which I would encourage a lot of you to take the time on Juneteenth to learn more about Black history and everything surrounding Juneteenth and how significant that signing was, and actually how significant it wasn't. Because to be honest, even when they abolished slavery, slavery did not come to a complete end. And that's some more stuff that you guys can look up and understand and educate yourselves on. And of course, you know, just continue to support the movement, continue to donate, and yeah, man. But another thing sprinkled on top of that, Juneteenth celebration versus giving it to us in a dope battle, two of the some iconic artists and musicians, really. These motherfuckers can play a piano. I'm sorry, you were saying?
I said they're great pianists.
Yes, they're amazing. They can sing. They're both iconic, very talented artists. So this is going to be amazing. So check it out, guys. 8 p.m. Eastern time, June 19th. That's a Friday. That is also Juneteenth. And you can check it out on Instagram.
Not fair, man.
And yeah. Dude, Danny, what have you been listening to? Hit it with us. It's for those of you who don't know, or I'm sorry, hit it for us. And for those of you who don't know, Danny is one of the co-hosts of the Untitled Mixtape, also on our network, the We're Working On It Network. Make sure you check them out. Anywhere that you stream my show, you can stream them, the Untitled Mixtape. Sorry, go ahead, Danny. What you been listening to?
I just wanted to say that it's not fair because Alicia Keys is just going to bust out Jay-Z, and it's not fair. That's cheating.
She's going to do New York, and that's it?
Yeah, that's it. New York concrete, and then it's done. It's over. She won.
I don't know, man. John Legend's got some dope features too.
Oh yeah, he does. He does. He really does. But yeah, that'll be really fun to watch. But listening to what have I been listening to? Oh, I'll start with the heavy shit, and then I'll start going down to this kind of like more toned down music.
Okay.
Because I've been listening to a lot of heavy shit. Paradise Lost, if you don't know,
okay,
it's a heavy metal band. They just released their newest album. It's hardcore, man. It's dope. It's really good. I'm pretty sure it's based on Paradise Lost.
Okay.
And, it's metal.
What is Paradise Lost?
It's a long ass poem that came out, like, I don't even remember. Okay. Many hundreds of years ago.
Fucking ages ago.
About like the different levels of hell and shit like that.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah. And so that was really good. I really enjoyed it. I kind of revisited Asking Alexandria's newest album, and I still don't like it. So that's kind of off the list.
Wow.
I'm listening to a lot of Senses Fail for some reason. I just have...
Old Senses Fail?
Or Old Senses Fail. Like let it Enfold You and Still Searching.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man, I love Senses Fail. Really good. So I've been revisiting that. Lil Darkie released a new album. I've talked about him before.
That's racist.
Okay. That's his name. But I'm just kidding. He released another album. He released one in January, so I was surprised to see another one. It's really intense, really heavy. It's hardcore rap. I think it's along the line. I think they call it horrorcore now. Horrorcore rap.
Okay.
But really good. But the biggest highlight of the last week has been this. I've never heard of this group before. Apparently, they were actors. They're singer-songwriters. They were in Disney. But they're called Chloe X Haley.
Okay.
Imagine just going back to the 90s R&B. With a girl group, and it's just like that. So it's, oh my god, it's super good. I enjoyed the entire album. It's called The Ungodly Hour. Mike Will Made It is on there too, so I'm pretty sure he like helped them with producing some of it. But god damn, it's really good. It's just super 90s. It's as 90s as you can get. They have beautiful voices. They're sisters. And if you're going to check out any song from them, check out either Don't Make It Harder on Me or Royal. So it's just really good. It just really pays tribute to the 90s, and I really liked it.
Fuck yeah, the 90s are the shit.
Hell yeah. And that's my highlight album is Ungodly Hour by Chloe X Haley. They're two sisters. So check it out.
You heard it first here from Danny Cardona of the Untitled Mixtape, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate all that.
What have you been listening to?
Oh, boy. It was nice to jump back into my music bag. Bow, 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 bow. Anyway. I was listening to all kinds of shit. Let's see. Where to start? Let's start with the singles. Of course, I go to EDM. I think it's EDM.com. It's either EDM Sauce or EDM.com. I can't recall. But I'm going to jump all over the place. So you heard me start the fucking podcast with Scotty Beam. That's a track off of Alfredo, the album Alfredo by Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist. So Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist put out an album. The Alchemist produced all the dope-ass shit, and Freddie Gibbs rapped all over the dope-ass shit. Let me just say... amazing combination. It's a great album. Freddie Gibbs just always goes off again. I can't say it enough. He's one of my favorite rappers right now. He's been killing it. He keeps crushing it. Some of the other features on this thing, I mean, the Scotty Beam track has Rick Ross on it, Frank Lucas with Benny the Butcher, Something to Rap About with Tyler the Creator, Babies and Fools with Conway the Machine, and those are the only features. There's 10 tracks. The rest are all him.
Mm-hmm.
Four features, six tracks by himself, all produced by The Alchemist, Freddie Gibbs, Alfredo. Check that shit out, people. Let's get an applause. If you love hip hop, you'll love that shit. Definitely go check that shit out. I dug the whole thing. I fucking sat there and washed a shitload of dishes and just listened to Alfredo and fucking ugh. She was dope, guys. And how happy I am that he separated the Griselda dudes. Like, rather than have Benny and Conway on the same track, he put them on separate tracks. That was great. I'm glad he did that. Mm-hmm. They're fucking dope. I gotta give another one. bitches Alfredo in this motherfucker. Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist. Yep. I gotta listen. I gotta bump that shit in my car again. Oh, so good, so good. Let's jump into the singles. Fuck it. Jada G, Both of Us. Oh my gosh, homies. This shit goes. It's a single, recently came out. It's a dope little house track. Definitely has a little change up in there. But it just stays true to just the dance vibes, that house feel. Definitely check it out again. It's called Both of Us by Jada G, J-A-Y-D-A-G. Todd Terry also did a remix of a track that he previously put out. Sorry, I almost said recently. I'm not even sure it recently came out. But Todd Terry, Can You Dig It, the remix, another house track. Very funky, very dope, very Todd Terry. Very, very Todd Terry, ladies and gentlemen. Go check it out. It's on fucking Spotify. Grizz also came out with another track. Shit, I forgot to get who the track features as well. Someone else is on there singing it. It's a track called Solo by Grizz. It's got this funky, like, this funk dance vibey track that's just really great. Check it out. Grizz, Solo. Again, all this is available on Spotify. Let me give a round of applause to those three singles. They were really great. For all you motherfuckers that love those dancey vibes, go check out those motherfucking songs. You're going to want to check out for sure. So into the fucking albums and EPs. Flying Lotus released a deluxe version of his album Flamagra. The deluxe version is basically, it has the instrumentals as an addition. I went and listened to that album again. It was really dope. I think I meant to listen to it last year, but never got to it because it was just so damn long. Well, I listened to it, and it's fucking fire. Of course, it's Flying Lotus, so, you know, what? Come on. I love Flying Lotus. And I love Adult Swim for introducing me to Flying Lotus, because if it wasn't for Adult Swim, I wouldn't know about Flying Lotus.
There you go.
Well, the way that I do. But yeah, shouts out Adult Swim. Joel Ortiz and King Crooked. If you know who Slaughterhouse is, you definitely know who Joel Ortiz and King Crooked is. Even if you don't know who Slaughterhouse is, you should know who Joel Ortiz and King Crooked is. They came out with the Hard EP. That shit was dope. Very good. I highly recommend it, especially if you love bars. These guys are considered great lyricists for a reason, and this album does nothing but showcase exactly why they are considered greats in the game. So check it out, Joel Ortiz, King Crooked, the Hard EP. Dude, didn't check out the new Run the Jewels?
Oh, shit, I did.
Run the Jewels 4, ladies and gentlemen, came out. What a good time to get a new Run the Jewels album, am I right?
Yes.
What'd you think, Danny?
So I actually listened to it twice in one sitting, because the first time I listened to it on shuffle, and it was amazing. It was super cohesive, so I didn't even realize that it was on shuffle, but all the songs blend together, man. They both just, especially Killer Mike, man. It's an amazing album. And then I listened to it in order, and it felt cohesive. It felt like it wasn't chaotic. It was just great. They both have great bars on there, man. And it's not that long. It's like 45 minutes, I think.
39.
It's 39. So it was such a treat to listen to. And I think it was definitely worth all the hype. Honestly, like, people have been waiting for this album for a long time. Run the Jewels 3 was really good. So, I mean, RTJ 4 can only improve on that, you know? And I love it. I need to hold on. What did you think of the album so I can find my favorite track?
If I make another wish, I'll wish for a wish for you.
This is Goonies versus E.T. on Run the Jewels 4.
E-Gad, you heard of these lads, the myth that we made a grip, never broke dick. Truly the Cadillac, I had to contract L's on a quick.
Dick em up, slick, talking no tricks.
That's the funniest shit, finally.
Hey.
Bring on the kid and the planet hit skids. Living in a valley of flame.
Run the Jewels, motherfuckers!
Plays in a bomb rock pick. You don't want to acknowledge them all. Give a shit, never mind. You can talk to me fine when I'm gone. Bad news bearing along with big claws. Trying to hold a whole lives in his paws and applaud. Swear to God, damn, the whole city I make a romance hard. We got scars for hearts.
I quite enjoyed this shit. Digby had listened to like half of it, and I had gone on like he didn't like the Pharrell Williams versus the Pharrell Williams and Zach De La Roca track, which I thought wasn't that bad. All in all, it was great. I really enjoyed the vibe. I really like how hard they went. I really liked. It's just they did that proper Run the Jewels shit.
Yes.
And the features were great. I think they accomplished exactly what they were looking for. And I think this is, I think we needed it. Run the Jewels 4, ladies and gentlemen.
The song 2 Chainz is probably my favorite because it's been a long time since I've heard 2 Chainz on a good song.
Yeah.
I think he was a great feature for that song. Out of Sight, that was a good song. And the whole album's really good. Yankee and the Brave, the freaking start
the intro
of this album
yep.
is good. Yeah.
Yep, from the right out the gate, this album just goes in fucking yes. proper. And yeah, and 2 Chainz, I feel like 2 Chainz has been doing really good on signing himself up or landing proper features. Like I feel like every feature I've heard him on in the last like year or two, he's just kind of knocked the fuck out the park. And he's even been on stuff that I didn't expect him to be on. I think he was on the Gangstar album. I forgot what album he was on. He was on some album recently, and I was like, what the fuck is 2 Chainz doing on there? And I was like, actually, this ain't that bad. So
I feel like 2 Chainz' newest albums have been miss, but when it comes to the features, yeah, he's been killing it. So I hope that he kind of takes what he's been doing on the features and kind of implements it.
Into a whole new album?
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah, 2 Chainz. And Run the Jewels. Run the Jewels 4. Great little album. Check it out, guys. Definitely something that we needed. I already did Freddie Gibbs, all that shit. Flatbush Zombies came out with another fucking album called Now More Than Ever. It's an EP. I think it was like 8 tracks or something like that. I mean, 6 to 8 tracks. I quite enjoyed it. They're definitely weird. It did get a little all over the place somewhere. It's just some hip-hop and whatnot. Definitely, these are some dudes that enjoy psychedelics and smoking weed and shit like that. But it was still a great album. I quite enjoyed it. I want to give it another listen because they get into some shit that you definitely need to listen to a second time to get. Dizzy Wright and Demrick came out with an album called Blaze With Us 2. It was enjoyable. It's just one of those things where like the whole it's an album for stoners, but like heavy stoners. Like you're all about that stoner lifestyle. Like you're all your music has to be about weed, type shit. That's what this album is, and I was actually a little surprised at how many different topics they would touch on. In the umbrella of living that weed head stoner lifestyle, like weed is life, that lifestyle, they really touched on a lot of different things, and I was impressed. And you know, the production was great, and some of the lyrics were dope. But I just can't do an album that's nonstop about smoking marijuana.
Yeah,
I can't. I just
kind
of
tiresome.
So shouts out to Dizzy Wright and Demrick. It went hard for what I listened to, but I couldn't finish it just because I can't listen nonstop to you talk about fucking smoking weed and the different ways you can smoke weed. Like, yo, fucking please just switch it up for us, will you? The Ghost Inside came out with a new album.
No way.
Yeah, and I also think it's self-titled. I want to listen to it again. I really enjoyed what I heard. I listened to all of it. But I was gaming. I put it on, and it was perfect gaming music. Had me going. It was great. It was just nice to hear a band like The Ghost Inside from our past come out and kick ass. And I quite enjoyed it. I'm going to listen to it again. Also, I think it's Chami, Chami. I'm a big fan, but I never remember how to properly pronounce the name. EP came out. Bored Again. Buenos Aires EP. has like four tracks. Really enjoyed it. It's just got that vibe that you expect from this producer. Very dancey, very funky. I highly recommend it. It was great. Listen to it today. Like afternoon vibes, evening vibes. Perfect. Perfect for sunset, I'll tell you that much. So go check it out. It's called Bored Again and Buenos Aires EP. And that's really all I got for music. As far as more music that I'm going to talk about, that I'm excited to talk about, let's see what I got for next week.
Lamb of God.
Yes, Lamb of God, self-titled, is coming out. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I mean, dude, that's a legendary band right there. Looking out for the new Lamb of God self-titled album. Also, Protest the Hero, which is another fucking band that I remember from my past, is coming out with an album called Palimpsest. Neil Young, Homegrown, Bob Dylan, Rough and Rowdy Ways, UMI Introspection EP, John Legend, Bigger Love, and Blue in Exile, Miles. Lots of music to check out. There might be some other stuff that I'm going to throw in there that I missed for this week. Also going to, just fucking check out some of this new stuff that's going on. I definitely want to knock out that Jane Silent Bob reboot and talk about that because I'm a huge fan. recently watched Dogma, and I'm thinking I need to do this Kevin Smith marathon and end on the reboot. So we'll see how that goes. And we'll have all sorts of shit to talk about. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're following us on all social media. Danny is at The Real Danko. And that's on Instagram. But you can also follow him on Twitch, where he streams often. That is Bulldozer Danko. Again, twitch.tv/Bulldozer Danko. Make sure you're following me as well. I am at IamDJBrute on all social media. Again, that's at IamDJBrute. And I am also on Twitch, twitch.tv/IMDJBrute. Sorry for missing all of my streaming. I haven't been doing anything. DJing, streaming, video games, the podcast. I stopped all of it to give time and the space for others to share this stuff. I will, of course, be sharing that info on all my platforms more often now that I've taken this break. Just because I'm back doesn't mean that the focus has to stop on that stuff. So I will share all that shit to continue the focus while I do what I do on my platforms. But yeah, I'll be getting back into the streaming again. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do my video game streams. Tuesdays is at 6. Thursdays is at, I believe, 8. And then Brona Radio, my radio show where I just play music, chat, and take requests. Wednesdays at 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 12 p.m. And, of course, every Friday I do a DJ set. So check me out on Instagram. Check out my Twitch channel for more information on that. Danny, as always, you are the man. You are the myth. You are the legend. And I fucking appreciate you, bro.
Thank you for having me, as always. It's always fun. I missed it.
I definitely missed it, too. I feel like my fucking...
Hello?
Hello? You can...
Oh, there you go.
Anyway. Yes, I missed it, too. Again, this is like my therapy, and I've definitely been going through some stuff in my personal life, so... But I'm feeling great. I'm feeling grand. I'm feeling absolutely fantastic to be back doing this podcast shit. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything you want us to review, anything you want us to talk about, anything you want us to touch on, let us know. Send me an email, chitshowpodcast@gmail.com, or hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on social media. Just be like, yo, Leo, for the podcast, you need to talk about this motherfucking shit. I'll be like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to talk about that motherfucking shit. And then Danny's going to come in and be like, Danny, we're going to talk about this motherfucking shit. He's going to be like, let's talk about that motherfucking shit.
I'm in it.
And that's how it goes, right? Are you down? I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah.
You have no choice. It's my show. Go fuck yourself. I'm just kidding, President. I love you. But thanks, guys. And, of course, if you want to support us financially, help us out during this hard time, helps grease the wheels, pay for some of the bills, and helps produce the show, We are on Patreon. That is patreon.com/chitshowpodcast. You can donate $5 a month and get a whole bunch of bonus content and all this other shit. We'll give you shout-outs. We'll call you on the show. We'll do all this shit. And a promise to everybody that I'm going to start getting the rotation of guests back in. I'm going to start implementing Zoom calls, getting more people on Discord. And actually, since things are opening up, it'll be easier for me to visit people. And, yeah, I'll give you updates, let you know, and we'll have more guests to come chat with me and Danny, or Danny and I, sorry, and get the damn thing going. Am I right, Danny? Right?
Get your grammar correct. Yes.
I know. I can't speak, but whatever. Fuck you guys. Eat my ass. How about that? How's that for grammar? My asshole. Boom. Period. There's your grammar.
Amen. But we'll do it. We'll be doing it.
We will like do... You said what?
I'd like to see other people.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be really great. But you know what? I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in on this episode 35. Danny, thank you so much. You're the man. We'll see you guys fucking next week. I'm Leo, your host with the most, aka DJ Brood. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in to the show. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Okay, Dre. Beach. Okay. Yeah.
Whack. Whack. Whack.
Bitch.